So I had an idea, right? See, as soon as, like, almost as soon as I start the broadcast, I think we should just fucking.
Just fuck. Let's just fuck each other.
Oh, I think we should just fucking do it rather than the 20 minutes of fanning about at the start of every podcast that we do.
But
And
that's what we're doing right now. We're waiting for you to start so we can start.
yeah, it wasn't an accident that this has happened the way it has. So we got all the. What are you pricks doing?
I kind of look like a blonde Hitler, I have to say. I'm apologizing now.
Charlie looks like he should be on the front cover of like a gay Viking metal band.
Just the cover, not part of.
No, just the cover. He's the poster boy.
Mine's is like an upside down flame. Love it.
Right, I'm going to make a cup of tea, Martin.
Don't make a cup of tea
Maybe I'll
then.
be moving by the time I come back and I'm going to fish you.
Jesus.
What is with Charlie not having like any kind of chill at all?
0% chill.
Yeah. What is, like how is he sniffing it when it's inside you?
You don't
Because
want
I'm in
to
there too.
know. He's wearing you like a hat.
Guys, please. Please no.
Right, right, well.
I think I'm almost there. Where's my mic? Where's my other mic?
Think I'm almost there with me.
What the fuck are you doing? You paid a bastard. You're so in.
I actually looked like I was stuck in my own. Ah!
Oh my
Looked
god.
like I was cleaning up Charlie's mess.
I'm expecting him to do something fucking horrific in the background.
I thought that you're
All of a sudden he
going
just walks past that bit, just
I thought
bollock
he was just going
naked.
to drop chow and do a shit in his kitchen. I was. Wouldn't put
I
past
don't even think Chaz is that bad.
it. I don't know. I think I've known him longer than you.
You have, significantly.
Significantly. Don't
Because
make it sound weird.
the first time I
Oh yeah, was it my party?
spoke to Charlie was at the party. No, was it not for the first time we did the podcast and then I met him?
Mean, like, talking to, yes. You met him. Oh, no, wait, no. Oh, that Calm Down Tom meet up for the quiz night thing, remember? Back when it was Calm Down Tom.
Was Chaz at the quiz
Yeah,
night?
he was at the quiz night.
Oh, I don't remember him at all.
Yeah, he was there.
I was too busy beating everyone at Nidhogg and quizzes.
In the talk and quizzes. Quizzes is not a game. It's a way of life.
It's got like red lines for this connection, which I've never seen before.
Dude, I just heard like a transformer.
I know what he said, but yeah, it sounded fairly transformative. According to what
So
I'm doing, we are currently streaming live to twitch.tv.
are you actually?
So for streaming,
Oh!
what's the link?
It's twitch.tv/gamingegospodcast.
Well, right.
Used to just simmer down, right?
Used
Handbags
to
at ready.
assess.
I also can't see Charlie's camera.
You can't.
Nope.
I can. And
That's fascinating.
it's more important than you have.
Is it turned
This
off
is just
again?
dating. Rude. How
It's
rude.
broadcast to zero people.
Yay!
Oh, is that Charlie back?
Think so.
Charlie's just going to float in and out like a mysterious stranger.
The Phantom Renegade.
Phantom
Right.
Renegade. What's Phantom Renegade from?
Metabots.
Ah, yeah.
Metafighter X.
Thank
Space?
fuck,
Not
it's no
Space
mean
Man.
it's
Oh,
recording this.
I think you're right. Space Manifighter X.
Right. There we go. On it.
Skilled.
Let's see how many minutes I can get this time before it breaks.
Charlie's gone again.
Like we're just going to have to deal with the fact I'm going to be dropping out like every 2 seconds here.
I think we may have to just deal with that fact.
Don't
I
worry,
think
I'll be here.
Charlie's right.
See, every time Charlie like breaks out of the chat, I'll just go like, "Punish Charlie, mobile games all the time." That's it sorted.
And then see every
Mobile
time I drop out of the chat, I'll
games,
go.
mobile games. These are cunts.
My name's Stuart, and I'm a booby.
I'm a
I'm
boob.
Stuart, a booby. Booby, 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 booby.
You guys calm down.
I'm the glue that holds that show together. So just, Stuart, I'm a booby. Anyway, if I do drop out, just continue talking.
Yep.
Thanks,
Cool,
mate.
man. So, there's apparently two viewers. I think one of them is me. Don't know about the other one. Is that Charlie?
Probably.
I've not signed in it.
No, it may not
Sign in
be.
it may break it,
May have one
so.
person. Hello, one person.
One person. Wow, legend. I'll send you a Steam code. One person. If you start talking to me in the chat, one person, I will send you a Steam code for the game.
Or if they start talking in the chat and give us their name, we can say hi to them.
Yeah, exactly.
I bet you it is Charlie, and he just doesn't.
I'm gonna start giving away Steam codes.
I've just signed in now. Should have three.
Charlie, do we have three?
I've dropped again.
Charlie, you going on to Twitch while trying to record this is a really bad idea.
Right.
You're as well as just sitting in your wall, your what's it called in the laptop, the PC?
Laptop.
Just sitting doing nothing except Skype.
Yeah.
Let's close Facebook as well, right?
Definitely. Like, turn off all the more, just take it all off,
see,
man.
See those
turn off Dirty Sluts 5.
Those 4 terabytes of lesbian midget porn that you're downloading, just stop.
Backdoor Dirty 6. Bomb Full of Cum 7.
Whoa.
Why is it like the numbers are going up as well?
Yeah, because obviously I like to watch a series at a time. But it's a retrace. Like
an episode behind in some of them.
Yeah, well.
I'm just saying, you're being lazy here,
it's
man.
It's like anime, you need to wait weekly and you're like.
Lesbian midget porn is like anime. I love this.
Yeah, but Charlie more Riley, 2016.
So we've got, so two of you. Like, Stuart, are you not the second viewer?
No, I'm not. I'm not viewing.
Right, so we actually have a viewer.
One viewer, that's what we're saying.
We're going to viewer. Right, so when we kicking off here, when we actually discussing.
Well, waiting for Martin. Shit.
Imagine the intro?
Yeah, wait, hang on. Dun 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 dun.
Give me giggles! I love it.
On you go, man.
I'll
cut that so it looks like really slick.
So there's at least one person that we don't know, or that isn't one of us in the stream, which is one more than I expected we would get.
That's quite good, one person.
Absolutely. It could be a whole lot worse. So this is Gaming Egos, and we are the Gaming Egos.
We are.
That was bad.
That was okay.
And so we're gonna start talking about games. And Charlie really, really, really wants to talk about some mobile games. So take it away, Charlie.
Before I say anything, right, this one viewer could be really bad because it could either be one of our mums or someone.
It's definitely not my mum.
It's definitely not my mum.
It's not mine either. So it could be someone sitting masturbating to this.
It could be someone else's mum.
Could be. Or dad.
No, masturbating to this.
Yeah.
See, you gotta think outside the box. Like.
So.
I was having a thought over there.
Let's talk about a game we've all played.
Alrighty. Okay.
It's just Pokemon, but with different characters and story. And Stuart likes it.
I do like it. But you've not told us what it is.
Called Pockets Morties.
Is that
the full title? Is it called Pocket Morties?
Pocket Morties, yeah.
And it's doing really, really well at the minute.
Is it? How well is it doing, Charlie?
How well is it doing?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm doing some social media.
It's been actually number one in three, top three apps in iTunes for a while, for like different areas. Mainly America and UK, I think.
Yeah, those are big areas. Well, America is.
That's
impressive.
In terms of making money, it's not really making money, but it's been successful, which shows you how the charts work. It's like it's a really good game. In players' eyes, but it's not making any money because there's no money features in the game.
The
monetization is crap. I mean, the game seems to be doing well enough for what it is.
What it is a Pokemon clone with good humor, better characters, and an actual story. But it's not got
Pokemon
like.
Has a story.
Yeah, I'm going to challenge that.
To be fair though,
No, it's noted. You can challenge as much as you want.
On your mobile for free. It's technically free, but I mean, you can get a Pokemon game. So you can, if you really want a Pokemon game, you can emulate a Pokemon game.
Yeah.
Apart from iPhone, can you emulate a Pokemon game on iPhone?
You can sideload on the iPhone. It's not like.
Whoa. Sideload.
Like, is that jailbroken though? Like, you need to do some sticky stuff to get it to work.
I don't know what you mean by sticky stuff, but.
Break the phone and.
What an app? Like, loaded.
Because Android, you can literally download an app. The app store to play
JBM
games, but iPhone you can't.
Yeah, but the game is funnier. It's great tie into the actual series. Yeah, quite like the combat.
So
it's exact same as
we'll get someone in the chat asking what game we're talking about. I'm not sure that he's of
we said it. Pocket Morties.
Pocket Morties.
Talk about Pocket Morties.
Now, but, as I don't know anything about the universe. I've never seen the show. Me, so you're gonna have to feed me some info, some knowledge bombs.
So Rick and Morty is a TV show by Dan Harmon and another guy. I'm really gonna have to apologize. Yeah, it's made by Big Pixel and published by Adult Swim Games. The game is anyway. The TV show is based around about a grandpa who basically takes his grandson on like wacky adventures in science, and it's really funny. Like I quite enjoy it. The actual game is Pokemon with the characters, and they make some references to the TV show.
Yep. Just in case we get another person joining.
Just constantly having that on the screen.
We do. I'm still getting a loading icon for Charlie's webcam.
Oh, so you didn't even see what he had on the screen?
No, but it's probably for the best.
That's going to drop again.
No, it was just Pokemon. He just had it right. Up.
Yeah. Oh, right, I thought you meant the loading thing on Skype. If that comes up, it's going to drop.
Oh, shots fired from the Twitch chat. Got a user who's saying, I've pointed out that your webcam doesn't work, and this guy has said, Charlie doesn't work, period, and he had a better connection in Hamilton.
Oh, well, that's Charlie's mum! That's Charlie's mum! She smacked up new player.
If I go on Twitch, my webcam drops.
Yeah. So don't go on
Twitch. Your webcam doesn't work for me anyway, man.
Yeah.
There's no downside here.
Is it just loading?
I've just got a loading symbol.
Martin, Charles is doing this. Is it just loading? And you can't see that shit. So
I can see the loading.
Yeah, but you can't see.
Oh, right, so can't,
is it loading?
No.
I can see all this shit, which is awesome.
Well, let's pretend my face is there.
Let's pretend. If I had any technical skill whatsoever, I'd be able to like get a picture of you and sort of slide it up. But I don't. Maybe next time.
Right now he's scratching his beard. I'll describe to you.
Please don't narrate Charlie's life while we're doing this.
Have some tea. Let's have a wee drink of tea.
You'll also notice I made sure that there was no product placement in the cast this week after the last time's Pepsi fiasco. Not Pepsi.
I know, man. I
don't even know what fucking brand that is.
Charlie, no one can see your screen.
I know. Let's pretend they can, though.
So I know Stuart and I have both been playing a lot of Mad Max recently.
I saw you on Steam. I was quite impressed.
How have you been enjoying it?
I got told it was an okay game before I bought it, and it was pretty cheap when I bought it. Now, like, I hadn't seen you playing it, and then I bought it, and I was like, oh, Martin's playing it, so that's pretty cool. But it's actually, like, the combat is repetitive, but it's fun.
The combat is like Batman Lite. It's like Diet Arkham Asylum.
Yeah.
It's just punch and counter with, like, sometimes you stab people.
Yeah, pick up weapons, which is cool.
Is there, like, a strong story in it, or is it just kind of, like, open world, do what you want, upgrade your vehicle?
You can do all that, but there is a story through the missions. It's the same as pretty much any open world game in that the story doesn't, it doesn't draw you enough to want to continue. There's certain points that are epic enough that the game, you feel that you need to keep going, especially towards the end. But the exploration is a huge part of it, and obviously upgrading the Magnum Opus is a lot of fun, because the things you can do with that car later on, like the amount of upgrades and stuff you get for it, are amazing. How long have you put into it so far, Stuart?
Not that long, only about 5 or 6 hours or something. But yeah, I'm not that far in, but like, you know, when you go to like the new areas and stuff, you can see like convoys and you can take them on. The first time I took on a convoy, I had like the first upgrade on the car or whatever it was, and I was able to take down the entire convoy. It's quite good that it's not, you don't have to do all the upgrades. You can do it if you are like okay.
The ones in the later areas get really, really hard unless you've got some of the weapons and stuff upgraded. Some of the weapons and stuff upgraded on it, but Magnum Opus just turns into an absolute monster. It's brilliant.
Cool. I will have that to look forward to, but so far I haven't. The combat's, I keep getting stuck in the combat, like, not as in I find it difficult or anything, I just keep thinking, because it is the Warner Brothers, Avalanche.
Avalanche.
Yeah, it's their combat system, isn't it? And they use in Batman and Shadow of Mordor as well, I believe.
If memory serves, Avalanche didn't do Batman. I know Rocksteady did Batman. You're right about the Warner Brothers tie-in, but obviously they're just the publishers. So,
memory serves is cool. You can see Martin's Googling here.
Yeah, you can see
Martin's memory's inside a computer screen.
Yeah, he's good.
I've got two PCs active at the moment, so.
Oh, nerd! Nerd!
So Avalanche Studio, who have done Mad Max, were responsible for all the Just Cause games, and they're going to be the ones that make, or they're the ones that are making Final Fantasy 15.
All right. Just Cause 3. Oh, awesome game.
I still haven't had a chance to play Just Cause 3, but it does look like a ridiculous amount of fun.
It's insane amount of fun. Like, insane is the right word. It's just so wacky. You can just do anything you want.
The ridiculous Easter eggs and stuff in it, like Dodgy's got it, and he was like using the wingsuit to fly about and show me all these stupid Easter eggs he'd found, like Thor's hammer and the bonfire from Dark Souls and that sort of thing. It was too weird, too buggy. Yeah, it had a very buggy launch, just because the, especially for consoles. I was reading an article that said, if you play for more than roughly an hour on the Xbox One, the memory dump, it gets so bad to the point where you can suffer like 17-minute loading times. So, I mean, that I wouldn't deal with it. I wouldn't do it. I'd refuse.
The load times haven't been that bad for PC. I've only played it.
Worse than Assassin's Creed Unity.
Never played it.
I think the worst launch for anything of recent times has been the PC launch of Arkham Knight. That doesn't really count. This mic, I'm so sorry. This mic is so... Turn this slightly so that isn't... That lamp isn't the bad... Is that lamp annoying?
I can see it, but... Like, ask the audience. We have an audience now. Or they've left.
Just hit me up. No, so we've got four people. Hit me up in the chat if that lamp is annoying.
No. But. Yeah, so Just Cause... was a shaky launch. I mean,
there was patches almost straight away that helped sort a lot of the issues. I think the biggest thing that a lot... What the fuck are you doing? The biggest thing that a lot of machines are struggling with is the... as soon as you start driving, the frame rate just bombs.
Yeah, it does. But the good thing about that is if you steal one of the tank cars, you can just go in the turret and kill people. You don't have to actually drive. Which is fun. I mean,
I know there's missions and challenges and stuff that require you to use a car, but in a game that gives you a wingsuit and a grappling hook and Just Cause's obviously signature grappling hook, I don't think I'd spend more time than was absolutely necessary in the car.
Yeah, well, like, using the grappling hook, you can also use your parachute.
Yeah.
While you're using that, which is fun.
That used to be, like, that was the Just Cause 2 way. You would just parachute and grapple your way forward and forward, but now they're like, you know what, that's not efficient enough. So Matchsticks 91, thank you for being here with us, we really appreciate it, man. Has said we need more Charlie.
We do need more Charlie.
I know, it's a fucking shame
because Matchsticks is Charlie.
Yeah, that's me.
Are you kidding me?
what a dick.
So that means two of the four people are actually us. That's bad.
But no, definitely to someone else.
There's still two people that
are. Strictly speaking, just having more people here increases the chances of it. But actually, no, it doesn't, because we're not currently broadcasting a game, so there's no way for people to just randomly find us in the Twitch directory. I didn't know how to set it up as
podcast.
I've seen like video game podcasts, and I didn't know how to set that up. So I've done a bunch of Twitter stuff to try and get it retweeted, try and get people to notice, but. People won't be able to just stumble upon the stream, which is an issue I'll try and sort out for next time. We're making these little baby steps. It's been just over a year.
Yeah. Since we are one.
We're 1 year old officially.
We are both.
So I got Disney Infinity 3.0 for Christmas, right, for my girlfriend, which is the. I got it for Xbox One. My Xbox One is on there.
Yeah, right.
And. It's the one where it comes with a little portal and you can put characters on it and summon them into the game. And the ones that come with it are Stuart will know. Oh shit, I just dropped Darth Vader. That's fine.
I know Darth Vader.
There's 5 viewers here. I don't want to hear you spell.
Ah, Ahsoka. And.
Ahsoka and Anakin.
Luke Skywalker.
Anakin. Oh, Luke, I'm your father, Luke.
Is that Luke?
That was Anakin.
But I recently decided that the coolest model I could buy was the Hulkbuster. Iron Man? It's fucking wicked.
You fight Anakin Skywalker as the Hulkbuster?
Yeah.
Anakin would win.
Anakin tends to win.
Yeah, Anakin would win.
Unless, I mean, the Hulkbuster can fly and shoot, but if Anakin can dodge, then he has to...
Yeah, well...
He has to land eventually.
Kylo Ren would be able to stop bolts of lasers and shit, so...
They made that power up, though, for Kylo Ren. So
it's all made up. It's not a history. It's not a documentary.
It's a long time ago, Stuart.
Martin, Star Wars is a movie. The full thing's made up.
No. No, you're wrong.
Liar!
Cannot... They can really do what they want.
I
just want the wee green guy to appear again.
Wee green guy?
Yoda.
Aww.
Steve.
Steve.
Paul the Green Man. We want Paul! Edgy Man Paul!
Charlie, your facial expressions are on point, but nobody can see you.
That's super frustrating.
Is my voice coming through on the Twitch thing, though?
Yeah. Or am I just nothing? It definitely is. Wait, no, I'll just check. Okay. Don't even fucking worry about it, man. Don't worry about it. Yep, Shanky 91 is saying that your voice is coming through. Whether that's
that's Shanky.
Is that one of you guys? I don't. No, that's Stuart.
Shanky.
That's Stuart Benedict now.
No, it's Shanky. It's Sean McCafferty.
Oh, here comes my little brother.
Hey, little brother.
Sky Shard.
Hey, Gail. I'm Sky Shard. Gail, come here.
Say hello to all the people. Hi.
Hey, buddy.
You? That's you, isn't it?
I'm waving.
Big team, okay? Night. We'll get GG.
Aww.
Bye.
This is like the one physical bit of evidence that Martin can actually be cute. Because you're fuck ugly most of the time, man.
So red. So yeah, next topic, next game.
Next game? Alright, what do you want to talk about? Martin, you have shit tons to talk about LCS. Sure.
I mean, I can turn this into another League of Legends podcast if he's won. I was trying not to.
It's never been a League of Legends podcast ever. We've talked about it before. I played it.
Like, no, but I was trying, like, there are a billion League of Legends podcasts, so I was trying not to make this. I mean, I can talk a little bit about it because it's obviously a big part of what I do as a gamer is follow the LCS. So the LCS is the League Championship Series, and it's the main competitive... Oh, wait, my mouse is on the screen. Fuck. It's the main competitive...
Scene
in Europe and in North America for League of Legends, which is the most played video game in the world.
Rick and Morty, Pocket Martys.
Definitely not. Oh, I've got a cheetah instead of a webcam for Charlie now.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, there's the loading symbol back.
Yeah, I've got the loading symbol, but Charlie should be coming back now.
So
I wonder if
I
leave the call and then join again.
Do what you got to do.
What you do, man? Wait, can he join?
Or yes. Do we have to invite? Well, I joined.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, when I dropped from the PC and came on my laptop, I joined.
Oh, right, I didn't know that.
So the LCS started back last week for the spring split of Season 6. And I got just about everything wrong that I had predicted that was going to happen. There was a bunch of roster changes, and I got almost all of them, like how they were going to do. I got almost all of them wrong. Can you answer that message for me?
Yes, Master. Wait, how do you invite him?
I don't know, it's your chat thing.
How do you invite Charlie?
Oh, I broke it. Hang on.
You broke it?
I should have shit broke something. Oh, it's because Charlie's fucked off. Oh, no, we don't want that.
Wait, how do I get the video back?
It's now pretty much just you.
Sweet. I'm good with that. Actually, I'm not. I don't like my face. One sec, I'll invite.
I've added him. It's fine, I've got him. I've got him. Right. It's fine, I'll do it all.
Okay. Well... we're so organized. I love it.
So yeah, started last week. I got a whole bunch of shit wrong. So the best support from Europe went over to a really popular team in North America called Team Solo Mid, and the player's name is Yellow Star, and he went and in the off season, Team Solo Mid picked up a player called Double Lift, who used to be on their big rival team, Counter Logic Gaming. But there was a big explosive argument there. And now Double Lift's on TSM and so is Yellow Star. And I thought these are the two best players in their roles possibly in the West. Surely they're gonna be amazing, and they weren't amazing. They did like they get trashed in their first game. Shanky wants us to talk about how Heroes of the Storm is better.
Right, I don't play Heroes of the Storm. Yeah, don't leave me by myself. Fuck you, Shanky. I hate when you break us.
I still don't have Charlie here, by the way.
Yeah, I don't have... Oh, wait, as you say it.
Like magic!
Yes!
Yatta! Beautiful.
What is it?
Getting lots of echo from you, Charlie.
Nah, that was Charlie. That was him back from Ventriloquism.
Ah, nice. The League of Legends stuff clearly isn't. Charlie, do you want to talk about Heroes of the Storm for a while? Because that's what the fucking chat's after, so...
it's just one chat. I don't think he can hear us.
Hold on. Am I in it now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
We can hear you, and so can the entire internet.
Oh, you can see me?
Yeah. I'm famous, Ma!
Finally. Right.
Heroes of the Storm.
Look at his wee face. Sorry, I don't have to unmute this. Right. I haven't played it in months, so...
So Shanky's out of luck.
Wow. Yeah, the last time I played it, they released that two-player character.
What?
Chogal.
A two-player character?
Basically, there was a two-headed character, and one player used one side, the other player used the other side, so it was one character. That was fun.
That actually sounds fucking really cool. I'd love to try that.
I mean, the difference between...
Stop touching your mustache!
The difference between Heroes of the Storm and League of Legends. League of Legends community sucks balls. And they're toxic, whereas Heroes of the Storm is not as toxic. So you tend to get games you can actually play with a two-person character. You'd never get a two-person character in League of Legends because of the community.
I've been playing League of Legends for almost about 3.5 years now. Community is awful.
Yardix.
Yardix, matey.
It's not inviting to new players. League of Legends is not inviting the slightest to new players.
That's not true.
If you join a game, though, and then somebody's like, you're shit at the game, you're not wanting to play it. If someone tells you you're shit every single game you play, or acts like a dick.
As a player who...
sucks really bad at League.
Yeah, as a player who had to like come into a game of League, how do you feel... the community was towards you?
Playing with you guys was pretty cool. Like, and then playing with Alan and his mates was pretty cool. But playing, like, not ranked, but, like, when you're playing other live players, and people just take it so seriously, man. I remember I got one kill, in fact. Remember? You were there. You saw the shit. I got a kill, and I was like, ah! And then I didn't care that I died 50 times and only had one kill.
In fairness,
it was really good as well because everyone was like, "Oh, did you see that? Stuart finally killed someone."
Was that the arrow that went like right up the middle?
Yeah, like it was just a total fluke shot. I don't even think I meant it. And then just all you saw was R or Q, whatever.
R.
Yeah, I was like R. R ultimate, right? You said that shit once, maybe. I don't know, but yeah, I just pressed R and threw it up the alley, and it went killed some fool. And I was like, did you see that?
So when you start learning how to play League of Legends, there's essentially three types of player that you'll meet in your first bunch of games. You'll meet Group A, which is the people who are in the exact same boat as you are and have no idea what they're doing. And those are stupid games because obviously no fucker has any idea what they're doing and there's mistakes to be made and you'll lose to the bots all the time, all that sort of stuff. That guy. And then you'll get Group B, which are the Smurfs, like I was, who are players who are obviously are level 30 and play ranked and have a lot of experience in the game, who have a new account that's a really low level, and they're playing that. It's a Smurf account, they call that. And that's Group B and C, but there's two different versions of that player. The version in Group B is really helpful and friendly towards the new players. It makes up maybe 7% of the Smurf population. And the other 93% are Group C, who are the people who, even though you're level 2
Cunts.
And have about an hour of experience in the game, they expect you to be on their level, and that's probably what's wrong with League of Legends.
There's a reason they're Group C.
Yeah. C for cunt.
Yeah, that was well back. But yeah, I've not had much dealings with Group C, actually. But I think that's because I play with people that I know.
Mm.
And people so are me, usually...
Me and Alan or whatever will be able to make sure that you do all right and get on.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the issue is when you get all chat and you get people in Group C, and they just repeatedly say how much times I've had sex with your mother.
I think the real problem is when
you just push you off the game
from Group C on the opposite team when you start playing against players. People who are like obviously very good at the game, and they take advantage of this poor little unskilled level 4 or whatever, and then they makes them feel awesome because you do get a big kick as someone like who plays a lot of ranked and then has a new account. You get a kick out of that stage of the game where no one knows what they're doing and you're like the messiah, and some people can't handle that power trip.
You know what's a good thing though, like see if you look at Heroes of the Storm in League of Legends, right, in League of Legends, you get people going, oh, I want to go mid, I want to go top, oh, I'm not playing. And you get them bitching, right? Whereas Heroes of the Storm, you just jump into the game. And there's not one person going, oh no, I need to go mid because I can't play top, or I don't play support because it's boring.
Question.
Heroes of the Storm, it just,
in-game, it plays.
I have a question, Charlie. Is that just because you're bad?
No, but I mean, like, right, so see if you've got a really shit connection, which I always had. Like, I'll admit I'm shit at League of Legends.
You're better than me, man.
No, I'm talking about Heroes of the Storm.
Oh, Heroes of the Storm, though, there's, like, very little chat. Heroes of the Storm, you just play the game and enjoy it, and it's, like, a 10-15-minute game, sometimes 20 minutes, really, really casual. Whereas, like, in League of Legends, I'm shit at the game, I'll admit it, but if you've got a crap connection and you join later than someone else, there is always an argument of, I said it first, copy paste. I said this first, copy paste. And then you say to people, you're like, oh, I don't play support. I'm shit everywhere else, but I'm even more shit at support. Oh, well, you'll need to go support because, and you're like, oh, well. Then you play the game, and those same people, after you've said, oh, I'm shit at support, then go, are you shit at support? I gave you the disclaimer at the start that I was shit, and now you're telling me I'm shit again. What? Fuck you.
So, you were saying about the Heroes of the Storm community was better than the League community because, like, the community is toxic. But what you said there was, the Heroes of the Storm, you don't talk. Like, there's no actual communication.
Yeah, but at the same time, though, like, there's no all chat, as far as I can tell. I've not played again the well. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong, right? When I played it, there wasn't any all chat, so you don't get players in the opposite team going, oh, you're shit, you suck, report, report, report. Whereas in your team, you're like, oh, I'm trying out this new character, what do you think? And then players are like, oh, well, yeah, okay, that's pretty good move, do this, do that. And everybody seems as if they want to help you and play in a team. Removing all chat really removes a lot of the kind of toxic nastiness of those games. Because you're not going to then go, that player's really shit, I'm going to tell him he's shit, repeatedly.
Wait, hang on, out of fairness, whenever, like, Martin does anything wrong, you say you're going to fist him. Like,
yeah, but I mean,
in terms of that Skype.
Yeah.
That's, I just want to fist him. Like, there's no negativity there. I just want to just pop fist up there.
Pop a fist. It's the simplest of tasks.
It's how I show my love.
It's just when he started, like, sniffing it at the same time.
This one's for you. This fist for Martin, and this one's for you.
Is that for me?
That's for any female person that would ever give me a shot.
Okay, I feel left out.
Anyway, right. So, what else about Heroes of the Storm?
Well, what else is there?
I don't think we need to keep talking about Heroes of the Storm.
Do you want to finish talking about LCS?
Not really.
No? Okay. So, Pokemon is getting a new fighting game, and it's coming out on March 18th. Pokken Tournament. So, it's just a Tekken game with Pokemon characters, and I'm actually a wee bit excited about it. I see how broken it is, though, and I'm going to probably start going to, like, actual, like, meetups and stuff so I can play people, because last time I played...
Fucking casual.
Yeah, I'm pretty bad at being a casual gamer, because, I mean, like, last time we played a fighting game, Smash, and that's barely a fighting game.
Compared to, like...
Yeah, okay, like...
You take that back.
Okay. It's not the same as the N64 or Melee. It's not the same. But,
doesn't mean it's not a fighting game.
It's a casual party fighting game. I'll give you that. It's like that wrestling game with the, you know, like the sock puppets that, like, throw each other out the ring and... Oh, I can't remember what it's called.
You don't want to know what you're doing in your bedroom.
Ah! Gang Beasts. Is Gang Beasts? Is that a game?
Oh, Gang Beasts. Oh, Gang Beasts. This one by Double Fine.
Is it? Like, you seem really excited by that. Is it not? No.
It's good. The one that you basically grab them and you throw them about the place.
Yeah, but it's, like, different.
It's an awesome game.
Yeah,
it's really fun.
Loads of fun.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to actually getting...
Loads of fun.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm looking forward to actually, excuse me, going to meetups so that I can actually get good at the game. Because last time I played a fighting game against you, Martin... I think it ended 3-1.
Something like that.
Oh, it was bad. But I was happy I beat you legitimately one time, and then the game that you said didn't count, which was my favourite game, was when we said Pokeballs and Lasers.
What?
The podcast lizard round. Remember when we? It was like the
bullshit. The bullshit round.
Yeah, bullshit round. So
it wasn't lasers. It was the bombs.
Oh, yeah.
It was all throwables. It was pokeballs and the magna bombs. I think they're called.
I don't know, but it was so funny because you were just so raging. Because I don't think I even hit you once. It was all like Pokemon using magnitudes. Mm-hmm. Who's talking?
Who's talking?
Searching
for something.
He is.
No, I'm not doing that.
What are you doing? You're just typing away? Typing away without us?
Yep, typing away.
Martin, do you
want
to focus here? This is not time
to just type away. Talking less, and I'm home. What other games? Let's see. I've been playing Rocket League. You guys played Rocket League?
Yeah, of course I have. I reviewed it. It was good.
I've been playing Rocket League a lot recently. It's awesome.
On PS4?
PC, please.
PC.
Yeah. I'm quite annoyed. Obviously, PC and PS4 have cross-platform, so they can play together.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming to Xbox One this year with no cross-platform.
Which makes no sense.
Which means it's not going to have that great of a community, but frustratingly, it's also going to have Halo and Gears of War-related items and vehicles exclusive to the Xbox One version. Like, so you'll be able to probably drive around in like a Warthog or something, which pisses me off because I'd love to do that.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like a Master Chief helmet. Wheels.
On wheels? Oh, that's yeah.
So metal!
No, you'll probably have, like, the Chief's helmet and stuff like that as a topping to go on your antenna.
What kind of idea, though, was it for Microsoft not to have crossplay with PC?
It was probably...
Done it for, like, everything else.
It would be the developers.
Maybe.
It makes sense for the PC version not to be cross-platform with the Xbox One version.
Yeah.
They maybe just didn't want to like share any game time with PS4. They may want to not be encouraging the Xbox One.
Unless the issue is maybe then you might get players from the PS4 crossing over to Xbox One and playing them. Somehow. It might not be a thing, but if they can play with the PC players, then...
Yeah, so what it would be if it was just Xbox One and PC and Xbox One and PS4, or PS4 and PC... It would probably cause a lot of issues because obviously at the moment when you're searching for the game, it doesn't matter if there's going to be PS4 or PC, but if the Xbox One wasn't allowed to play with the PS4, it becomes like a different queue where the Xbox One can go, right, we're looking for games, but it can only be games with us or the PC, and if there's already PC, PS4 people looking at that game, we can't go in it. It sounds like it would cause a lot of stress to the servers.
How well does it work, the PS4 against PC? Is it...
The PS4 players tend to have slightly higher lag. Their pings are slightly higher, but not often is it atrocious.
Do you know that Microsoft was thinking about doing cross-platform between the Xbox One or the Xbox 360 and PC, but when they were doing the test games, the PC won, like, 90% of the time.
Do you remember Shadowrun? The original Shadowrun that came out in the
360? Yeah, that game was alright.
It was cross-platform, and it worked okay. Not great. It wasn't a great game, but it actually worked quite well between the PC and the Xbox.
The community for that game actually got really... As far as I'm aware, it didn't really have anything to do with the Shadowrun role-playing game, which is where it took its inspiration. But Shadowrun is the only X-platform game I've ever played. It was amazing to understand why no other games did it. Yep, Shanky's right. But after...
Don't say that. Don't.
When does that ever happen?
Don't let him
go. Jesus, guys. Be nice. The only person, maybe send them a Steam key or something. I'm interacting with the chat.
Stop saying that. You're not going to send any Steam keys.
You don't know me.
You don't own me. You don't own me.
I don't see no ring in this thing. but
not be the other hand. Oh wait, no, yeah, sorry. Yeah, sorry. I was like, is your left? Oh wait, is your left? Okay, never mind.
This is my right hand.
Is it?
This is my working hand. This is my party hand.
This is my strong hand.
But the game was good, is what I'm saying, Shadowrun, and after, I think it took like a year and a half or something, the community totally died down, but there was still like maybe, I think Dodgy told me there was still maybe 30 or 40 people you would see on it all the time, and it was this really loyal community. Yeah, it was this really loyal, helpful community a lot, unlike, oh wait, Capcom versus SNK2 had Dreamcast and PlayStation 2. Cross-platform, says Apocalypse 4. Oh, we know him.
That's Dave Carr.
It's Dave, that's right.
David, yeah. If you're listening, we're actually talking about games. It's weird, right?
Well, he's coming at the right point for us to be talking
and
about.
And I'm here, Dave. I'm here. I've not been here the full time, but I'm here now.
Hello, Dave!
Just for you.
And now we're not talking about games.
Now, Dave. It's true.
Oh, yeah, it's because David's here. Thanks, David. You ruined it. We're doing good. Like, how long is that? At least 10 minutes we were talking about games for.
It's been all right. What else? Anything the chat wants to bring up, feel free to just pop it onto the...
That's lazy, boy.
No, I mean...
Platinum Games?
Oh, the Ninja Turtles game.
TMNT!
Mutants in Manhattan, right?
I cannot remember. I just remember
it was... It's Mutants in Manhattan.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Okay, you seem pretty happy with that.
It is. I think it's a cool team.
Ninja Turtles, so, heels in a half shell, power.
I want them to use the...
Is that a David Bowie version?
New version of the... Ah. Oh, rip. Pour some out for one song.
pour what?
Pour some out.
Pour some out. Pour red wine out for a homie.
For the homie.
I don't have a red wine handy because A, it's a work night.
And B...
Oh my god, there's a shadow bit. Stuart, you're about to be murdered. Stuart.
Do you know, I just shot myself when I saw that. I was like, dude, it's behind you.
I hope they use the Ninja Turtle theme tune from the new sort of cel-shaded style cartoon,
mm-hmm.
Because the theme song's really good. It's totally very different from the older ones, but I really like it.
They better use the MC Hammer. MC Hammer had a Teenage Mutant Ninja. You don't remember that song?
I don't think so.
Oh,
one for animated series?
No, it's just you made a song for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Ah, okay. The animated series one. Heroes in a half shell to the power. They're the world's most fearsome fighting team.
No, see, that one's lame and old.
They're heroes in a half shell.
They're lame and old.
What?
The evil Shredder attacks. You can rest knowing they've got your back.
Hey, get the right tune at least, please.
Yeah, the accent's weird.
Ninja Turtles, lost in a half shell. He's up there on my screen.
I just tried to post a link. Of the version I want to be in it into the Twitch chat, and it got deleted.
Insta deleted
by the
stupid mods.
Stupid, just stupid.
Why do you say stupid as stupid? Stupid.
Didi, what are you doing?
Stupid monkey.
That's racist.
What?
They probably read your name as racist.
I love the fact that Martin's trying to play a racism card on us, like at anything. Like, drop of a hat.
What you just said was racist, that's what I'm saying.
Stupid monkey.
I'm making a gif of racist Marty.
Stupid monkey is a production company.
You don't have any
proof. Or do I not?
Racist
do
Marty.
Do I not have any racist Marty?
Racist Marty.
It's not a thing.
He's Marty, he's racist. Racist Marty.
What the fuck?
Sadly, no one will ever see that content.
Yeah, there's a reason I never get around to editing it.
And
Laziness was the only reason.
Laziness is legit the only reason.
Too legit.
So I've turned this off for now.
Good.
And that should let me post the link.
What's the big news this week? We are now on iTunes.
We are now on iTunes, actually. Have you seen it? It's slick.
I haven't. I don't use iTunes.
Okay. That is our biggest news. We're iTunes.
Get that!
that's like a birthday present.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Like it.
Yeah, I like it too.
So, I like it a lot.
Oh, nice face. That's weird. I said that sarcastically and I called you ugly earlier, so now it just seems really mean.
You are mean. You're super mean to me.
Super! Charlie, you been playing any games now that you've finally got a console? Console.
Mobile games? Console games.
There we go. I've just posted the link to the version of the song that I like. My little brother watches that version of the Ninja Turtles on Netflix, and I really like that version of the song.
So on Netflix, that's the most important bit.
So you can, it's in the chat just now.
Sweet.
What have I been playing, Stuart?
I thought you were playing Witcher. Now that you got, you know, been playing Witcher.
Oh well, I went in like a binge and then stopped playing.
What? Bruh.
Because like I like to play it for like a few hours at a time, so I can only really play it at the weekend.
That's because like your wrist gets tired from seeing all the jugs,
boobs.
Jugs.
I did walk into a brothel and it was a mission. You walk into like a kind of bathhouse and there's like boobs everywhere. It's just like, and you wish you had
Oculus Rift. You're wearing an Oculus Rift. Why is your head moving when you're...
You guys are lame as fuck.
Because I'm wearing an Oculus Rift. It's not linked to the TV. I'm just pretending it is.
It's just got pictures of jugs like inside of it.
Yeah. But other than that, I downloaded the One Piece game.
Oh, yeah.
It's basically Dynasty Warriors, but One Piece.
So the thing is... It's like Hyrule Warriors.
Yeah.
And then it's like, so they just keep making, they keep getting new IPs and just plastering this skin onto the same formula.
As well, if it works. It's just a game you can sit and vegetate in front of.
Yeah, absolutely. Hyrule Warriors was a lot of fun.
It was stupid fun. Actually, like.
Stupid, crazy fun.
Stupid fun. But yeah, it was, you didn't have to think about it at all. And you could just spam controls all the time. Just like Martin spams the B. In Smash Bros, he's shit at it. I'm going to regret saying this.
That makes sense. B is a particularly powerful button because it has a wide variety of uses depending on the character that you're using. So that doesn't even make sense. Just
keep hitting B, that's it. You just don't even move, you just keep hitting B.
I'm a Link main, so that means I'm just sitting firing arrows at my feet. That doesn't make sense.
And depending how you spell it,
stop
right?
Make it land at your feet.
Right, depending how you spell it. The letter B actually makes up half of the word Bobby. You spell it B-O-A-B-B-Y. Half of the word Bobby. So it is a very powerful word letter.
Is it only, I thought it was only two B's in Bobby.
But it depends how you spell it. I mean, like, there's multiples. It's like the word Jobby. Some people spell Jobby, J-O-B-Y.
No, but it spells it like that. There's two B's in Jobby. Jobby and Bobby both share the fact that they have double B.
J-O-B-E. I've heard it Job. They pronounce it Jobby.
Who would do that?
I know. That's Jobby.
That's Job. J-O-B-E. Job.
Speaking of Job.
Fictional character from the Bible.
Speaking of Jobs.
The thing comes out your ass.
I was going to say Banshee. Job.
That's only that is wrong. Is that back?
I hope so, man. It was such a good ending. Do you remember what happened at the end? Job got taken away?
Sure was.
Alright. That's not a spoiler.
Yeah, I thought it was like mid-season. Was it mid-season or was that the end of the season?
That was the end of the season.
Very good.
It was. There was a lot of good things happening in that episode. Martin, you never seen Banshee? Oh, there's so many jugs.
It's just like constant.
I don't even know what that is.
That's a gun going into someone's mouth.
That's not Martin.
And then it's just getting shot. And then there's like blood. And then boobs.
Wow, sounds like a wild ride.
It's basically, think about it, it's like Spartacus, but... see Spartacus series? Like that level of sex, but... And that level of violence.
Artistic.
It wasn't stylized, though. It wasn't... Well, no, it kind of got a bit kind of stylized. Think about it.
Is it killing me, guys? Is it killing me?
Let's talk about a game.
I don't actually think I've got anything left new to talk about.
Okay.
Is it?
So are you going to pick up Pokemon Tournament? That was the game that started.
What is it coming out on? Just the Wii U?
Wii U, aye, on the March 18th. That's right, I remembered shit.
3DS? A 3DS one?
No. Wii U.
It's Wii U.
What I just said.
I mean, it sounds alright. I haven't played a Tekken game in a long, long time, so...
I don't know, it doesn't look very good. Like, there's Pikachu... Who could take on, like, Machamp and Gardevoir can get...
Machamp's in it, I'm sold.
Yo, Machamp's in it.
Fighting's my favourite type in Pokemon, so...
Is it?
Yeah, fighting or poison, depending on what sort of mood you catch me in.
Poison, biatch!
You guys just know.
P
was the wrong way. Everything was the wrong way around.
Not for me.
I know, not for you.
I like the fire type.
There you go.
Fire type's cool.
Well, no, water. What? There's more water characters than anything else.
Well, actually, I think I'll find that statistically water has to be superior to all other types because there are actually more of those than any other type before going into the game. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Do you know what I found weird though? Do you know what I found really weird?
It's Martin's face.
How water's weakness was gas.
What?
Like, the water weakness was the nature type of gas.
So they have the triangle?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I know, like, understand, but see if you think about it, right? Fire beats nature, fair enough. Water beats fire, puts out the fire. Nature beats earth. Water. How does that?
Well, how does Blitzer beat anything really?
Like, exactly. I mean, it's like
grass, whatever. Grass type beats rock. Like if you put a rock, and then a leaf.
Well, I mean, saying a leaf is quite narrow-minded. There were methods used by the Japanese army in World War II where they would torture people using bamboo, where they would just tie them down over it and let the bamboo shoots grow up through them, and it would slowly puncture their way through the human body. So that's
Martin's attempt to get over the racism.
That's nature beating man.
Yeah, man, not rock, which is what I said.
But there's also
like seeing that game though, right? Seriously though, but did grass not like could that grass not like beat a lot of different elements in that game?
Rock, water,
the rock, water,
ground, I suppose.
Electric, because I don't think it wasn't a strong weakness, but the electric attacking the grass types didn't have much effect.
Aye.
So I mean, it had that kind of one up, and then what did normal like? Did normal beat anything?
Yep.
What did it beat?
Normal.
Normal had no super effective.
Was normal strong against normal? Is that maybe it?
No. Yeah. Martin, go for it. What did normal beat?
It doesn't.
Yeah. You gotta get with the meta, man. That's not actually the meta. It's just the tapes.
If memory serves, ghost tapes can't damage normal tapes, which is a pretty strong advantage. But then again, normal attacks can't hurt ghosts either.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. Yeah.
No, it's both.
I remember that.
Is it both ways?
It's both ways.
Oh.
Certainly in the later games.
Is it? I know that. I mean, when you had to get like a night scope or something, so you could use like physical attacks on ghost type. Is that right?
You don't need it though to see the ghosts. Was that not what it was?
Aye, maybe you're right. It was just like a ghastly figure until you found that. Yeah, maybe you're right.
Yeah, I remember and then there was like you got to top it and it was a Cubone. Oh no!
Oh, it ruined it. It's Cubone's mother died and it was Haunter or something like that.
See, I like that episode in the TV show, right? And I was expecting when you got there, they'd be like, oh, well, you've saved Cubone, he wants to join your team, and you never ever got it.
Nope.
So there was never that connection when you're playing the game. You're just like, oh, well, that episode was really cool, and it was really well thought out. Got to top it, and there was nothing.
That's because you didn't play out the TV show. I said this last time, you're not actually Ash. I mean, you can name your character Ash, but you don't play out the adventures of Ash. That'd be a good game.
It would be much, much, much longer. Like and even just the Kanto region was something like almost 300 episodes or some bullshit.
Yeah, but it would also be a lot more linear because you could only capture certain Pokemon and you'd have to be able to capture them at certain points. So you'd be like, oh, I'm not actually playing it. It'd be like an on-the-rail shooter game. All you do is hit the buttons.
Pokemon Yellow tried it. Like, Pokemon Yellow gave you the Pikachu and it gave you the Charmander. It actually really similar to a TV show.
Pokemon Yellow, was definitely the closest. It introduced like actually Jesse and James as characters with their actual Pokemon. It did some of the more closely following story stuff, but it was still miles off the first season of the anime.
Yeah, those two characters were actual characters in the.
I'm not sure that they were called Jesse and James in Red and Blue.
They didn't appear in Red and Blue.
What are you talking about then?
Were they not characters in the actual? Like manga.
And the manga, couldn't tell you. Sorry.
Anyway, because when you said Red and Blue there, that was the names of
them. Because obviously they're the main characters in the manga, that's right.
Because we're all called like Rocket. Do you remember like Rocket Grunt?
Rocket!
You're just like.
Absolutely.
Think up something else. Like, I didn't like, obviously. Like.
Well, you say think up something else, but.
That's a much better name.
Sorry?
Rubber Robo Gang, that's a much better name than Team Rocket.
You say think up something else, but it went from Team Rocket. And then you had Team Aqua and Magma.
Oh, no, I don't mean that, though. But
Galactic,
like, you know,
or whatever.
The characters never had names.
The important ones.
Like, Barney.
The actual character itself, would, like, when you came up against Team Rocket, was just called Rocket Grunt.
Yeah, but there was, 100 of them.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I know, like, but did Silver not have, like, I don't know, like...
Rocket Grunt Jimmy.
I would give them a name. Like, Sailor... Brian.
Moon. Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon. You know what I mean? But you know what I mean?
The sailors were like...
It just felt as if you're like fighting the same guy over and over and over again.
It was one really, really dedicated grunt that couldn't stop you.
Just ran around the whole time going, yo, I went back to the Pokemon Center, I came back, here's my Rattata. Don't kill him again, please.
And then you look and you go, but there's two of you standing next to each other. You're the same person.
It's actually the Flash. You can run so fast it looks like
the after image.
Yeah.
And then go a Thunderbolt.
Yeah, season two.
Well, when is, right, so obviously you're in the UK, I don't get the times over here. When is the Flash back in the UK?
I don't know, but it's really frustrating having to wait for it.
Yeah, because like my website I use, it was like, yeah, this week added new Flash season 2, episode 10, or whatever it is. And I was like, cracking, I've been waiting months for this, clicked on it. This isn't available yet.
Yeah.
So is it? So, I know Arrow is tonight.
In the UK?
In America.
Why the hell am I talking to you losers? I'm gonna go watch The Arrow.
I don't know if it's in the sky, but the trailer came out for it. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you know how the last episode ended without giving spoilers, but
yep.
The trailer then showed you how the rest of the series is going to pan out.
I don't like that. I prefer to just see that shit rather than trailers. I try not to watch trailers unless I'm really unsure about something. If I know I'm going to go and see something, I won't bother with the trailers.
I watched it to find out the date.
Thanks, Stuart.
That's it.
That's Flux, a card game.
I mean, I won that.
Once. It's a bit shite, in my opinion.
Do you remember how you won it, though?
Because I won.
No, you won it because Lewis wasn't paying attention and he didn't want to play the game anymore. So he put down the card that let you win.
Oh, that's, of course. Right, I didn't win. Like, everybody else won, but Charlie had to fucking win because Lewis is a fucking...
Yeah, he gave up on you, man. He was just like, nah, I don't want to play this game anymore. Put down the one card that let you win it.
No, that's not how it happened.
That is exactly how it happened.
I won using pure, unadulterated skill. I don't know. How many games did we actually play? I think I lost like 13 games and won one.
I was going to say, it was definitely in the high teens.
It was a pretty fun game, though, but I was just really unlucky with the cards.
Yeah.
You can't really be, to be fair though, you can't actually have skill at that game, right?
Yeah.
You can be smart and try and like
hold your cards.
But you can't really be like, oh, I'm really good at this game. It's like you need to obviously pull up good cards and I end up shit ones every time. Or when I was about to win, someone would go, ooh, look.
That's why I didn't like it.
There was a good round when Charlie was like, oh, I'm about to win this round, and I think it was David Carr's went.
I didn't like it because there was no way to be objectively better than your opponents.
You know, there was not.
Yeah, well, that's why I don't really like most card games, though.
It's just a beginner game.
I know there is ones you get deck building and all that carry on, right, so you've got a feel on them, but at the same time, the majority of these games, you need to rely on quite a lot of luck. You'd be like, all right, I need this card, draw, finally, play. Whereas, like, well, Hearthstone,
I hope we don't have any Magic the Gathering enthusiasts.
I was going to say, Martin, are you not an MTG fan?
Yeah, I'm trying not to get really angry at what Charlie's saying.
No, but I mean, like...
Please do!
See if you're, like, right into the type of games, you can build a really deck that you think's amazing, right? And still play against somebody and be waiting, right? I need this card to, like, burst somebody in, right? So you've got a strategy in your head and you're like, yeah, so like, if I get this card, I'm going to win, like, right away. It might never, ever come up. Now,
yeah, of course it might.
There is a mobile game called Clash Royale, which is by the same company that makes Clash of Clans, and it's a tower defense game, but a card battling game. So your units are like cards, so you get four, and it uses a kind of elixir like Hearthstone. Like, you know, if you play this card, it takes four power, so mana. It's quite fast paced, and it just goes up to 10, and then it's called elixir in that mana. Okay. So it goes up to 10, and you play the card, and it comes up a next card, and it's really, really fun. And it's the first like card battling game on the mobile that I've enjoyed, and it's making a ton of money. Because the really weird thing is, so it's soft launched in Canada, and people have actually sold out of Canadian gift cards for the iTunes store. You can't get them anymore
because of that one game.
Spending as much money on that game.
Damn.
Why would you use gift cards though? You just use a credit card.
Because they're all 9.
But it's making a ton of money. If you think about gift cards getting sold out and then people using a credit card, I think many people are using a credit card as well.
There's got to be at least one.
One.
You're not wrong. In the entirety of Canada, there has to be at least one.
Definitely one. So
it's like the amount of money that game's made, and it's literally a tower defense game.
That's crazy. It's a really fun game. Charlie, there's a card game that I think you should look into. I don't know. I think you can get it on iTunes. I know you can get it on Steam. It's called Ascension. It's the original deck building game, and I'm a huge fan of deck building games, and it's a lot of fun. I don't actually own a physical copy of it because I've got the version on Steam that comes with all the expansion packs, which is something like 1,300 cards or something. It's ridiculous. But it's a lot of fun, and it paved the way for a lot of games, like the DC deck building game, which I'm a particularly big fan of, and the likes of Marvel Legendary and Predator Legendary Encounters. So there's that.
How much is it, well, if it's on iTunes, how much is it, free or is it
It won't be free. I can check how much it is on Steam. Let me give you
and give it a bash. Enough, but
it's currently £7 on Steam.
That's not bad.
And that's with all 6 expansions. So once you buy it, bought, it's done.
I might look at it then.
So one of the Wii's reviews says it's the premier iOS deck building game now on Steam. So it was obviously on the Apple App Store rather before it was even on Steam.
Premier means first, right?
First or best, depending on the
context. Yeah, like Premier Inn's meant to be the best, like of all shit travel hotels.
Nice. I've never had a bad experience in a Premier Inn.
I don't know, but I mean, it's very it's basic. They go, oh, it's the best night's sleep or whatever. It's just a basic hotel room. It's clean.
Are we genuinely advertising Premier Inn right now?
Yes, welcome to our travel battery.
You guys suck.
Welcome to this. This has become a travel agent review.
Indeed.
Next up, we're going to hear about Charlie and Stuart's holiday to Chile.
Martin, are you looking forward to the I don't know if it's expansion or DLC of Dying Light, the following?
I haven't followed it. I stopped playing Dying Light.
Oh, was that a pun? Was that a pun there?
It wasn't. How good was that?
Shame.
No, Dying Light got, I don't want to say too difficult, but I hit a point in the story where it was like, mate, you need to go outside at night and do this really scary stuff. And I was like, nah, I'm not doing it. I'm not going outside at night time. You can't make me. And I stopped playing the game. So,
the following is basically like you get given a car and you can customize it same as you can in Mad Max.
Okay. That's amazing. I'm in.
Already?
I'm in.
Just because you're in a car. You're like, ah, beasties.
You in my car.
I feel safest of all. Also, the Gone Home, when it came to console recently, says it came out in the 12th. I'm not actually sure when it actually came out.
I don't think it did. Not over here, at least.
But yeah, Gone Home was one of my surprise favourite games of last year because it was just so much fun and it was basically nothing. You were just like a tiny little robot growing penises out of planets. It was really cool. I'm not even joking, that is exactly what it was. If you YouTube any videos for it.
I don't think I want to.
It's kind of weird.
Sounds awful. Did you say Gone Home or Grown Home?
Gone Home.
Gone?
Gone.
G-O-N-E.
G-O-N-E. Golf, Oxford, Night Witch,
it's not
Echo.
Oxford, it's not. It's not. Two of those were wrong. Two
Golf,
of those were very
Oscar.
Wrong.
November.
November, Echo?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, yeah, I don't know.
I worked at a
remember.
Job. I didn't know that shit.
The first night that Dodgy and I played Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes, the bomb disposal game I talk about every week, there was one where I had to start spelling things to him, and in the heat of the moment I forgot the phonetic version of all the words, so it was like so using gone, or like there was a word in V in it, so I was cycling through these letters and it was like, okay, so there's gone, or Harry, vagina, Epsilon.
On the fact that it was Harry vagina, not Harry. Come on, play along, children.
David wants to know if you do in fact mean grown home.
Grown home.
That's what I thought you meant.
Is it?
He says that's not gone home.
Oh, that's grow home. My bad. Sorry. Yeah, I'm totally mixing up games.
Yeah, that's why I was confused because I was like, when he says grow. But
this guy
I've
says it was one of the best games of last year. Does he even know it's fucking called?
I did. It was last year. Last year was ages ago.
Last year was like 3 weeks ago, mate.
Yeah, right.
That's
no, David's right. I'm gonna have to edit that shit out of the live the podcast.
I think we should look to wrap up, but I also think we should do these more regularly when we get a chance, once every 2 weeks at least. What do you guys think?
The stream or the podcast?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Or both at the same time.
Yeah. Well, that's
fuck
what,
you, David.
That's
shout
is.
Out to fuck you, David.
Wow.
also, we're trying to
right.
get
Thanks,
a
man.
Stream of a game going.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to like streams for the channel and things and get a bit more popularity from the audience.
Going Home is about walking about an empty house. This guy's endless knowledge. We should get him on.
That's why I was like, when do you grow penises and go home?
We should get this guy on as a guest sometime. Dave, hit us up if you want to be a guest.
He's not going to hit us up. If he does, I'll jump off and you guys can talk nerd stuff. Yeah, right?
Isn't that what this is about?
Kind of, a little bit.
Isn't that what we do here?
A little bit. What voice is that?
An alien or something?
What did we get to first? That we actually get to play?
It was going to be Payday.
Was it Payday 2?
It was Payday 2. I mean, I've got the first Payday, so...
I don't.
If you guys can actually install it, then...
I've got it!
Mine's there now.
Fell asleep!
That'll be the first one. Both the first one.
Okay.
David, do you want to play that? Is he even listening anymore?
He said, I reviewed the fucking game. He's talking about going home.
Yeah, no, I remembered that. Actually, as soon as he said it's about walking around a house or something, he did it in like 20 seconds or something silly like that. Like, you can go up through a well or in the attic. I mean, he told me he did it really, really quickly anyway.
So, next week, a live stream of
He would be up to playing PD2, but not the day, because he's about to grind in Destiny. It wouldn't be tonight anyway, man. I can't be fucked.
Yeah.
Right, next week, it'll be the first time I'm playing it, and see how it goes.
Alright.
Let's say nothing.
Yeah. So, was this actually a podcast? I don't know. It was a good live
Totally counts.
Is it?
Yeah.
Shit, I don't even remember.
You recorded the audio, right?
I did indeed, sir.
Oh, thank God. You said you do it again? Fuck you.
I'm not positive that I've set this to automatically archive things, but I'm about to go and check once we check. And if that happens, then we'll have this video stored.
Yeah.
For everybody to see forever.
Yeah, so it's you guys' turn to sign out. So Charlie.
No, fuck that. I signed in.
No, Charlie gets to sing the song and then you sign out, like the words.
Fuck that.
That's what I did last week.
I signed in.
I signed in last week and signed out. You did the show.
Gaming Eagles with
Marty.
No,
you're not doing. Right, that's thanks for listening to Gaming Eagles. Martin's been a wee little child. He's just thrown away his own headset.
Nah, it's broke. Is it expensive though? So
it's broke.
I forgot on my bed.
I need to keep that down.
Alright. Thanks again for listening to Gaming Eagles. That was interesting actually seeing you guys and knowing that it was live streaming and David could ridicule my lack of knowledge over all games.
I could ridicule your lack of skill of all games.
What?
Hopefully we can get more viewers.
Yeah, maybe we can get like
all your friends.
I think we peaked at 5.
Oh, sweet. But 2 of those were you guys, so.
Shut.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I'll try and figure out how to get us to show up as a video game chat show or podcast, and that should help with randoms, although nobody actually goes out to random streams anymore.
They're not? I don't know, man. Streaming's weird to me.
Oh, we'll see if we put that picture of us free up that's in the cover photo. There it is. Time to go.
Right.
Night. Thanks for listening.
Night.
Charlie, say bye.
Bye.